time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Public officials, Sandra.
All right. Here we go. Gobernador.
The governor.
All right. I never get this straight. Clint Eastwood was governor or...
No, was the mayor of Carmel, California.
Okay. All right. O sea, era el alcalde. So, alcalde, mayor. Mm-hmm. Primer ministro.
The prime minister. Mm-hmm. That's, we were talking the other day about a listener who sent us a clip about Gordon yes. Brown and Barack Obama.
That was hilarious.
They're going into 10 Downing Street, mm-hmm. and it's a kind of a political satire show.
Uh-huh.
And Obama shakes the policeman's hand, and then Gordon Brown comes close, but then at the last minute, he leaves the police officer hanging.
Le deja colgado al policía, al pobre, with his hand out. Representante.
Representative in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Member of Parliament in the U.K.
All right. Diplomático.
A diplomat. I always wanted to be a diplomat. Mm-hmm. You know, we had several diplomats that we used to interview on this show that have actually gone back to their respective countries.
Well, that's the problem, quote unquote. I think it would be something very interesting. And that's that often you rotate countries. So you spend a few years in one country, then you go back to your country, then they send you to another country. So it would be fascinating to live in different parts of the world like that. Embajador.
Ambassador. Mm-hmm. Now, we weren't talking to the ambassador, but we were talking to people from the embassy.
That's right.
Australia and the U.S.
Yes, that's right. Colby, agente de policía.
Police officer. So we said before that Gordon Brown left the police officer hanging.
Poor thing. It was a funny video, though. All right. Funcionario.
The dream of several people, Santa, that I know, is to be a civil servant.
Many people have that dream. Decano.
The dean. So that's usually the person in charge of a university. Mm-hmm.
Director or superintendente?
Superintendent. Like Superintendent Chalmers.
Is that from The Simpsons?
Yes. So, in a school in the U.S., the person who is in charge of or who runs an individual school is the principal.
Mm-hmm.
The superintendent is in charge of the school district.
Exactly. So, está a cargo del distrito escolar. Jefe de bomberos.
The fire chief.
Mm-hmm. So notice, fire chief. Here you do say jefe de bomberos, chief. But
that's the only case. Police chief and fire chief are the only case.
You don't call your boss your chief. All right.
Although many students do.
Incorrectly. Also an Indian chief. All right, portavoz.
Spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Spokesman, spokeswoman.
I don't know why that's one of those words. If I say it in English or in Spanish, it's hard for me to think of the translation. Portavoz, spokesperson. Fiscal.
The prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
You know those John Grisham novels, there's always some southern prosecutor.
I love those books. Juez.
Judge. Sandra, mm-hmm. People might not agree with me.
Uh-huh.
Judges should not be famous.
No.
All right. No. There should not be super jueces. There should not be those super judges that are always in the headline. The only judges you might know the names of are the Supreme Court judges in the U.S., but not because they're constantly in the news, just because you know who they are.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of sad when, at least it's the impression you get that judges take on certain, trials.
Judges are not celebrities.
Issues to be on television more or to distract from other things. Comisario.
Commissioner.
Diputado.
A congressman.
Mm-hmm. Jefe de la oficina de correos.
The postmaster.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a powerful man, the postmaster.
You make if you anger the postmaster, you can forget about your mail.
Exactly. Colby, they knew my grandmother at her post office in Texas because she sent packages all over the world to spread out family. Fiscal General del Estado.
The Attorney General.
Mm-hmm. Notario.
A notary. Apparently, very, very difficult to become a notary in Spain.
Yes, years of study. And
I've heard that the, and again, I don't really know how to translate this, the oposición to be a notary, which in English we don't really have a word for that, at least in American English.
Notary public, but it's a different
I mean oposición.
A state exam or an official exam.
It's really, really difficult. You sacrifice years of your life.
All right. Inspector General de Sanidad.
The Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop, the famous Surgeon General in the U.S.
Alcaide, not alcalde, alcaide.
The warden. I've had many students say that that word doesn't exist in Spanish.
It
that it's
does.
That it's alcalde. And I say, no. The person who is in charge of a prison, isn't that the alcaide? No, it's alcalde. No, I think it's alcaide.
It's alcaide.
Is the prison warden.
Colby, I think after Prison Break, the TV show, many more people will know that that word actually exists.
That
Spanish.
Show was good for about three quarters of a season, and then it got ridiculous.
I agree. Presidente de un comité.
The chairperson. Chairperson is also the person who runs a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Senador.
Senator.
Directivo.
And official. Now, a government official. It just means someone who occupies a position in the government.
Exactly. Tasador o evaluador de impuestos.
An assessor.
Mm-hmm. So, tough stuff.
Santa, if you could have any one of these positions, which one would it be?
I think I would want to be either a diplomat or an ambassador.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I would go for ambassador as well. Mayor also, maybe.
In Spain, maybe I would be a notary.
If I
I could get the position without taking the exams.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I actually did an intensive course once with a notary, and she herself, ella misma, admitted that she does not work very much.
Really?
That she had office. She was open, I think. She was from Malaga. She worked. She was a notary in Malaga.
Uh-huh.
And I think she was open only a couple of days a week and only until 2.
Yeah.
So maybe 2 days a week from 9 to 2 or something like that. And then I said, well, but you must have to do a lot of studying and legal. And she said, no, I have a lawyer who does that.
That's what happens. I have a friend who's a notary's lawyer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that works at the notary office.
Does he or she work a lot?
He works. Definitely.
Okay.